This episode is brought to you by Simply by Frito-Lay. You have enough on your plate, but now there's one less thing to overthink with Simply by Frito-Lay. It's your favorite Frito-Lay snacks with ingredients to feel good about, like Simply Blue Corn Tostitos, Sea Salted Ruffles, and White Cheddar Cheetos Puffs, all made with no artificial flavors or colors. So enjoy what you love and look for Simply brand snacks online or at a store near you.
Support for this podcast comes from Invent Together. According to studies, less than 13% of all inventors who hold a U.S. patent are women. Black and Hispanic college graduates patent at half the rate of their white counterparts. But we can fix that. By increasing participation in innovation and patenting by underrepresented groups, it would quadruple the number of American inventors and increase annual GDP by almost $1 trillion. Invent Together is a coalition of organizations, companies, universities, and concerned citizens committed to ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to invent and patent. Because the more diverse the American patent system gets, the stronger and more successful our nation will become. What can you do to help diverse inventors patent and unleash economic opportunity? Find out at inventtogether.org. Learn more and take action today.
Hey, what up, though, family? All right, we're back again with some more ignorant good shit for you. Of course, we got your motherfucking cousin LaVon, your Uncle Jet, your motherfucking stepdaddy Donnie, and we got your neighbor Blake in this bitch. God damn, peeking over the fence like he Wilson. What up? You got to speak. You got
so need a drink. Hold on.
Yo, some of y'all may know Blake because his ass left pithy comments under our last video talking shit about.
And now you can put a face to the
shit talking.
Oh, no, that was facts. Those were facts.
No, you said some facts. You did. You said some facts, but you didn't say all the facts because.
The biggest fact is that Drake sucks.
Drake does not, he doesn't
basically what it all boils down to.
Okay, alright. So, Drake doesn't suck.
This ain't even what this episode is supposed to be about.
But okay, Drake doesn't suck. He is a good artist.
I know you're a 13-year-old girl, but that doesn't mean you have to like Drake.
Yes, you just killed Jet.
Hey, Johnny, just play it. Just play it. He is of age. He is not 13. We do not have anybody under
18
in the room.
You're going to have to put some bleach out. I'll throw up
in
your shit.
I don't care. That's you, fine.
I'm sorry. I
threw
up in your shit.
My bad. He fucked up your floor.
Oh. Sorry, this nigga about to die.
Ah, shit.
Oh. But no, okay, Drake doesn't suck. He's a good artist. But you will never, ever, ever put his name in any conversation with a real lyricist. Ever. His name should never, ever come up. As an artist, yes, Drake is up there right now. He's towards the top. But if we start talking about, if we get into lyrics, fuck that man.
I'll agree with you.
Fuck it twice.
I will say... He's got talent. He's a talented dude, but when it comes to rap, I think he's
crap.
We don't know because he don't even write his own shit, so we really don't know if he's tough or not.
The thing is, though, we're talking about like him as an artist. We're not talking about him as, like you said, a lyricist or the dopest MC. That album was a great album. Now, come to find out, 40-50% of it was written by The Weeknd. That's probably why it was a dope-ass fucking album.
I mean, if we're going to go, okay, you know who else was dope as fuck? Melly Vanilli.
Okay.
No, that's true.
Yeah, but you know who else was dope as fuck? Michael Jackson. How many songs did Michael Jackson write? And this nigga got classic CD. Damn, silence goes over the crowd.
Leave Mike alone.
I'm saying the motherfucker was dope ass fucking artist. Classic albums he has. classic, certified, undisputable classic fucking album. That album that Drake put out, Take Care, I'm not talking about any of the other ones, was a fucking classic-ass album. It even ran this summer that year. That was a hot-ass fucking album. It really was.
So you have now compared Drake to Kendrick and fucking Michael Jackson.
I didn't compare Drake to... Okay, yeah, I did compare Drake to Michael Jackson. Well, I mean, he's just as big as Michael. No, he is.
Stop.
He is. I mean,
stop.
He really is.
Wait, fuck. Stop.
Wait, what the fuck did you just say? He's as big as Michael?
Yes.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
Drake's...
We are he ain't as big as Michael.
Big. What, he's up like that. Then he's up there. If he's not... Wait, what is he saying? What'd you just say?
I said, next time I see you, we fight.
Yo.
I'm...
He is just... He's If he's not as big as Michael, he's up there. Drake is known worldwide.
Okay.
His music is known worldwide.
Drake is LeBron, and compared to Michael Jordan is to Michael Jackson.
I'll accept that. I'll accept that.
LeBron. That means he's still not even in the same fucking book. So stop comparing.
How is he not in the same book?
Don't you? No. Stop it.
So you're saying, okay, hold on, because you're making me defend.
People were going out and buying records for Michael Jackson.
People were doing that with Drake, too. People still do that with Drake, but now everything is streaming, so it's not even the same.
Stop.
It's not even the same. People aren't buying actual CDs anymore.
Stop.
So we can't even sit up there. That nigga Drake will sell out 1,000.
If we look up the numbers right now.
Look up
the numbers right now. See who has the first most week for their top album. See
It's going to be Michael Jackson.
In a time where they didn't stream.
So we can't sit here and say if he was back then and then.
No.
We can't do that.
Because Drake is more accessible to the world than Michael Jackson was.
Extremely.
If his first week sales are beating him, there's no conversation there.
His first week sales are going to beat him because we're in the streaming era.
Then Drake should beat Michael Jackson.
No, he shouldn't, because streaming one CD equals 100 streams. No, 1,000 streams. 1,000 streams. You can look the shit up.
You're talking about price-wise?
No, I'm talking about literally to compare a physical CD to streams. In order to have one physical CD, you have to have... It's either 100 or 1,000 streams. I want to say it's 1,000. Because that's why Will Smith made it such a big deal when Jaden has had 100,000 streams on Spotify. Because... That's a big deal because that comes out to like gold or some shit. So like that shit it's way different. The numbers are skewed as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This numbers are so skewed.
I got a question real quick.
Yeah.
I got a question real quick. Are we recording this?
Yeah, we're recording right now. This ain't even what the fucking episode is supposed to be about. Thanks, Blake.
I just want to make sure. you're on the record as saying that Drake is up there with Michael Jackson. Because for the rest of my life, the rest of the time I know you, until the day I die, I'm gonna pull that card out.
Wherever Drake goes, he causes pandemonium. Wherever he fucking does a show, it's always sold the fuck out. Whenever he comes out with any fucking music, that shit flies in. Well, you can't say flies off the shelf now, so you have to say flies in the streaming now. Whenever he puts out a single. It creates buzz.
At 5 years old, Michael has grown women asking him to marry, whereas Drake is a grown man with little girls asking him to marry them. There's no comparison.
Mike
was 5 years old and had 40-year-old women.
True. Mike came out at an early age, but we can't compare that.
5-year-old girls like, ooh, I love you.
Yeah, but we can't compare. Compare that because Mike came out when he was 5, Drake came out when
even if he went until he went solo, still no comparison. It's still not a close race.
It is a close race. He is the new age Michael Jackson for this generation. Like, this is their Michael Jackson.
Who is their Michael Jackson?
Just like LeBron James. LeBron James is this generation's Michael Jordan. They ain't seen no Michael Jordan play. They ain't seen Michael Jordan lace up and get out on the fucking court. But they look at LeBron like Michael Jordan.
I see it.
What I'm saying is that
we're talking about Michael Jackson.
During Michael Jackson time. We're talking about Drake during Drake time. And right now.
So put them both. Both of them in their prime out right now. Who's selling more?
Oh, Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
You know the answer.
Mike's selling more.
Conversation over.
No, I agree with you. Mike's selling more, but what I'm saying is right now, the guy that looks like that is in the Michael Jackson light is Drake. He's in the Michael Jackson light. This motherfucker cannot be touched. White people like him. Asians like him. Indians like him. Fucking from 5-year-old to fucking 45-year-olds like him. Everybody likes this nigga. Just like with Michael Jackson. Every fucking body around the world likes this nigga. Drake sells out around the fucking world.
Okay, I'll give you that. My thing is, don't compare him to Michael.
Who do we compare him to that's like that then?
Don't compare him to nobody.
No. Give me an answer. Who do we compare him to that's like that?
Why do you gotta
compare? Shut the fuck up. All right? Shut the fuck up. We do not compare him to Nilly Vanilli.
Nilly Vanilli went, they sold out. People loved them. You had white people like them, black people like them.
First off, Nilly Vanilli were lip syncers. They weren't, they were lip syncers.
Right, and that is a more, that's a closer comparison.
That is not how the fuck is that a closer comparison? Stop shaking your goddamn head, Blake. How is that a closer comparison?
You did the same shit. It's like a New Kids on the Block. Drake. New Kids on the Block. There you go.
Drake and New Kids on the fucking Block. They were one hit one. They had one album.
They had like three albums.
Did they really?
Johnny had them all.
Autograph. Motherfucker had autograph. He still got the pissy blanket.
He still be doing the movie.
My stepsister was fucking in love with them motherfuckers. She had curtains, cheap blankets. She called the 900 number.
No.
They had like three of
No.
He called. We had like a $300 phone bill when she called the 900 number.
Damn.
She's the only motherfucker in the house that liked New Kids on the Block. And my dad's like, who the fuck called New Kids on the Block? She's like, I don't know. Maybe Donnie.
Donnie still got the phone in his hand. Yeah. He's like, huh? What?
What's the number, Donnie?
1-900-NKOTP.
See? He was at the reunion tour, got the t-shirt.
Oh shit. Look, don't be mad because I'm like, ooh.
I ain't gonna lie, that was the shit.
What I was saying is they had a couple albums. They weren't one hit wonders. The motherfuckers.
Yeah, but they.
I mean, and Drake is a talented dude. I'm not taking anything away from
him. Yeah.
He's got talent. Mm-hmm. He's got look, charisma. Mm-hmm. Like, he can kind of sing, and he
can. Ja Rule can kind of sing, too.
And he can repeat other people's
rhymes. I hate this motherfucker so bad.
He sounds like the Cookie Monster, but he can sing.
Okay. Are we going to actually get to the topic?
All right, the topic is this.
I'm okay either way.
The topic is, so at first we were saying 10, but that might take a little bit. So we got, five top albums of the decade that you think are top albums. That you think. That don't mean we can't fucking argue them, but that you think. Right? So we'll just go around the room. All right? Blake, fuck you. Let's start with you.
The five top albums of the decade?
Yeah, just give us your first one. Give us your first one.
I'm giving 10.
Give you 10? Okay.
I had to sit down. I took time and thought about it.
Okay, cool. Give you 10. Got my shit.
I mean,
we'll probably agree on.
For me, I would say all of Run the Jewels, but like that really should be just like one. I mean, it's four albums, but shit.
No, I can feel that.
Sun Little, Killer Mike Rap Music, and Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City. How many is that?
That's about.
That's four.
That's four if you're counting all of Run the Jewels.
That's four people. All right. So number five. Number five, I'm going to say the Tribe album.
Yo,
I'm
going
to give an honorable mention to Toby and the Wiggler.
I didn't even hear that album, but okay. Toby. I got to listen to that Toby album.
You ain't listen to it?
I still ain't listened to it. Not yet.
Man.
I ain't listened to the whole album.
I got to listen to it.
Okay, he's dropped four.
All right, so you said all the Running Jewels. Okay, cool. And then you said the Sun Little? You going to stick with that?
Sun Little.
What's the name of the album?
And it's self-titled, Donnie. Sun Little.
He's got Sun Little. His first one was something else. But the first one that we got into was self-titled.
Yeah, and that was in 2010 to 2020.
I think that was in 2014.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. But that's
That's not gonna be hip hop. That's more like a blues rock. I don't know. That's a mix
of a lot. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna have to peep it out. Sun Little's cold. I ain't heard him in a long time. He had like two hot ass mainstream tracks. Just went back underground, or he stopped rapping for a minute, right? And then came back.
Who?
Sun Little.
Sun Little's not a rapper. He does a neo soul, rap, jazz, blues kind of mix of all kinds of different genres of music.
Okay, there's somebody else I'm thinking about. All right.
It's a little different. It's a different pace.
It's very different, but I'm telling you, bro. Okay. Sun Little's that shit.
All right, go ahead, Donnie. What you got? Go ahead, give your 10.
Well, like I said, I'm gonna go 10 because I took the time to make the list. But some of them are gonna play. I got CeeLo, the Lady Killers album.
Mm.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's a hot ass album.
That is hot ass.
Some little self-titled album, like Blake said, but then I also got Some Little New Magic, another hot ass, the third one. Killer Mike rap music, I think Blake said that. One that kind of counts, but kind of shouldn't, was the Brent Son of the Dimes, the Lux Edition. It was released originally in 87, but they put out a new, like a deluxe edition that came with, had like 45 unreleased tracks, and then a DVD of him and Miles Davis playing.
No shit.
Yeah. You ain't seen it, man. You need to check it out. That shit is dope. Another one is Ghostface, 12 Reasons to Die.
Was that the one that came out with the comic book?
Yeah.
Was a hot album. I wouldn't call it a classic. But
that shit is cold as hell.
It was a cold album. Put that up there.
Another one that's kind of a reissue is the Nas Illmatic Live Extended Orchestra.
I want to check.
Bro, if you ain't heard that, you can check that out. I agreed with Run the Jewels 1-4.
Those are hot ass.
You can make one.
I don't know about I don't know about 3 though. I don't think 3 was dope. But there's a lot of skips for me on. There's a lot of skips on 3. 1 and 2, I play it out. 4, of course, we played it out. But 3, there's a lot of skips.
Nah,
man. 3, they're all front to back for me.
Okay.
And then one that Blake did not mention is J. Cole's 2014 for So Hot.
Ooh.
Yeah. And all this talk K-O-D. About Kendrick and Drake.
K.O.D.
K.O.D. was that shit too.
Yeah.
But I did like Forest Hill Drive a little bit.
K.O.D. was hard. Fuck. K.O.D. was hard. Fuck. Forest Hill Drive was hard as fuck too. Yeah. That was a staple in my car for the longest time. That shit.
You're the one turned me on to.
We were painting.
You turned me on to J. Cole in general.
Yeah.
To Tell Us Who City.
Yeah. Oh my God, that song. And that, because that's on there. That's my shit.
Yeah. And you were like, you gotta just listen to it. And I was like, okay. Okay, yeah. That's
it, raw.
But that's my list.
Okay, LeVon?
No, you go ahead. Some pride steals from y'all.
Okay.
Some pride steals something. I'm gonna
change my little bit. All right, so Watch the Thrones. That's a hard ass fucking album.
I would have argued with you years ago, and I went back and listened to that album, and I was like,
it's fucking pretty good.
Yeah. That's a hard ass. And then after you gave it like the second over, you're like, okay, let me go back one more time just to make sure. And you're like, yeah, this shit's raw.
My dislike for Kanye there for a while, I was like, nah, I can't fuck with it.
Yeah.
But then I went back with an open mind, like, okay, fucking doing his thing.
Yeah, he is. Blake, you'll appreciate this because you put me on to this shit. But Tech N9ne's All 6s and 7s. I just realized that was 2011. That's a hard ass. That's a hard ass.
Tech N9ne's dope. I like Tech N9ne.
We listened to me, you, and Yvette listened to that whole album on the way back from, I think we had rented the castle out. And we listened to that whole shit.
Oh, yeah, we bumped the fuck into that. That and ASAP Rocky, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was another. That album. Was it Long Live or Live Long? I forget which one.
Long Live ASAP, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finally Famous, fucking Big Sean. That was 2011, too. That was a hard-ass fucking album. Let's see. I also got Run the Jewels, 1, 2. Like I said, 1, 2, and 4. 3, I'm going to go back and listen to 3 this weekend. 1, 2, and 4, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back and run through 3. And then, of course, like we said, the ASAP, definitely. But a motherfucker that didn't get respect, and this shit was a hard-ass fucking album. And the single was bigger than the album, which is a shame. No, not that. Trials and Tribulations, fucking Ace Hood. Ace Hood, cold as hell. And Ace Hood, Young Cat. Well, he ain't young no more.
No.
But that album, all the way through, every single fucking song. I got two more. Of course, I'm gonna say it, the Drake album. Take Care.
Take Care.
Okay. Take Care is a fucking classic album.
Okay.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye, man. That album's fucking dope as shit. The Wiz album, O-N-I-C. And that's really all I have. I thought I had one more. But, yeah. Oh, and Kamikaze. Fucking that Eminem album. That Eminem
album. What's the new joint? Yeah. Music to Be Murdered By?
Fuck yeah, that shit hard too. Hard as fuck.
I think it was. No, I did. I like Kamikaze.
Kamikaze was the song. You said what?
Was Rock God the one from before Kamikaze?
Was who?
Which one?
Rock God.
That was. Yeah, that was before.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. That was like two before.
Yeah.
Because he did another one that just flopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the one that came in between? Because I know. I didn't watch that for Rap God except for the song.
But. Marshall Mathers LP2 had dropped.
Yeah, and then there's another one. That's one Rap Relapse, but wasn't there another one?
Recovery.
Yeah, something like that.
I know there were two of them. I was like,
yeah, it was Recovery. It was Recovery flop. Then Marshall Mathers LP2 didn't do good, but that was the one with Rap God. And then he did Kamikaze. And then he dropped Music to Be Murdered By.
Was okay. I think the Music to Be Murdered Too.
Music to Be Murdered Too.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah. If you took those two and put them together, that'd be a fucking bomb ass album.
I put those two definitely up there. Those are fucking fire ass albums.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the fence about the, cause the Pusha T album was dope as fuck.
It was good.
And I want to put it up there. I do. I want to put it up there. I want to say it's up there, but I would have to figure out where it would be.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, is it going to be top five or is it going to be bottom 10?
Nah, I mean, it might be in the top 10. It wasn't as heavy rotation for me as Kendrick, you know, and Run the Jewels. I mean, that shit just never left the fucking player. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I forget, Mad Kid. I'm sorry, I went over, I know. But, yeah, Good Kid, Mad City. Good Kid, Mad City is undeniably one of the best albums on Earth, period.
Did I mention the Tribe Called Quest we got up from here?
Yeah.
Did I mention that?
No.
Okay. That was Blake that mentioned that.
Okay. Well, that was one of the ones I agree with you. Have you listened to that album yet?
No, but I tell you what album I listened to that was actually pretty dope. That fucking Black Eyed Peas album.
Yeah. That.
Fire.
That's a good album.
There's no Fergie on it. There's no. Yeah. That's what everybody's saying. Everybody's like, there's no Fergie on it. That shit's hard. And Nas got a hard ass track on there with it. That shit, I think it's like the first or second track, actually. That shit is a good ass fucking album.
Yeah.
Every time I thought I would skip, and then I'd be like, I'm going to let this play. They fucking kill it.
Cause I actually like Black Eyed Peas back in the day before Fergie, like when they were like a dance crew that could rap.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I like these. This guy's pretty cool.
They went and back
Fergie
to that.
Came along, I was like, okay, that's something.
I think that was Jimmy Iovine's doing, or not Jimmy Iovine. Who's the exec over there? I forget the fucking exec that was with them. But he put them with her because she wasn't gaming.
Top Thorpe?
I can't remember who it was. I wish I could. I don't want to lie to you. But Fergie wasn't getting as big of a boom as she was supposed to be getting by herself. So they didn't want to waste money on her. So they attached her to Black Eyed Peas because they figured, like, there was a group of misfit-looking people.
They're like,
throwing white
chick
fucking
her.
Yeah.
Give her a job.
Yeah, so... Because
I mean, she plays her position. She's good for
gave them the pop crossover.
It was kind of like what Gwen Stefani with No Doubt. It was kind of like that whole thing. That was who Jimmy Iovine had. He had Gwen Stefani, and then he needed to attach her to some shit to boost her, so he attached her to No Doubt. No. Yeah.
She was No Doubt before she did her solo.
No.
Yes.
Because remember on the Divine Ones when she was behind stage somewhere And he was like, this is his new artist, Gwen Stefani. She was just like chilling by herself.
I promise. I used to hang out with a lot of skater dudes and listen to ska music. No Doubt was actually a lot more punkish back in the day.
Oh, yeah, that was her debut.
They took her from No Doubt and made her kind of a artist.
Okay. I thought it was the other way around. Because when they introduced her, they didn't show her with No Doubt with any of them in the Defiant ones when you watch it. They don't show her with any, and it was when she was coming out.
That might have been just when she was doing like her solo stuff or something. I don't know. But No Doubt's been around for a minute.
Yeah, long time.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably gonna be a bunch of
like early 90s.
Really?
Back when like Sublime shit was big.
No, like alternative music made the big hit.
Are you serious?
The whole ska movement was going on. Yeah.
Oh damn! I didn't know that shit.
Yeah, you hang out with these skater kids, man. That's all they listen to. The shit didn't have fucking horns in it. They wouldn't listen to it.
So let me. All right. Let's
go
to yours.
Let's go to this five. All right. So before y'all jump on me. My five was based off of, I got to play the whole album all the way for it. And I didn't listen to music like for half a decade either.
Okay.
I was off everything. So mine, I put Daytona, Pusha T's album. I put that up there.
That's
not I got Life of Pablo from Kanye. I fuck with that. I feel it's underrated, but I understand. Mm-hmm. And then I got Victory Lap from Nipsey. To me, I think that's gonna be a hip hop classic when it's all said and done. Then I got The Allegory from Royce. That album, love that album. And then I got Kamikaze from Eminem as well.
You like The Allegory over
The Book of Matthew?
The Book of Matthew.
They're kind of almost like right there for me. Really? You got them? You put it back?
I put Book of Matthew up there. Book of Matthew has some joints on that shit. It had cocaine.
It did.
It had what's the one he did with Logic and he did with Eminem? He did the separate
Caterpillar.
Ones. Caterpillar. It had shit. It had a couple other cuts on there.
That one for me had it didn't meet my 2-3 skip threshold.
And the Allegory did?
Yes.
Really? Because I got a few skips on the Allegory.
Yeah, Allegory is a different vibe. Allegory is a different vibe. Book of Matthew more has just bars. Book of Matthew was just like, he was just coming with bars.
Yeah, he was beating the fuck out you with him.
The Allegory, like, he's giving you game. He's really giving everybody game on the Allegory.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it didn't hit the same way.
It's not, because they're two totally different.
To me, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I mean this in a bad beat way, it sounded like he went back to old Royce. Where he was just like, give me a beat. I'm that dope. And you're like, yeah, but I don't want to listen to this snare crash into this fucking bass drum like a 2-year-old smashing this shit. Like, it's like, I can't hear I can't hear your lyrics over that fucking, you're like, what?
That's fair. I give you that. I give you that.
But Daytona, I can see. Life of Pablo, Life of Pablo's got a lot of skips. Life of Pablo's got a lot of skips.
I thought it was more of the old Kanye than me. Like when I listen,
everybody says that, and I get why. I get why, because it gave you, it had a more soulful feel.
Yes.
So I get it. It had that more soulful feel. I feel like that though when I listen to Ye.
True, that one too.
I feel like that when I listen to Ye, and I fucking love Ye. I think it's a dope ass fucking
album. I had to go back and re-listen to it. My brother made me go back and re-listen to it.
It's a dope fucking album. Did you listen to that, Blake?
What's that?
Ye or Ye?
Nah, he, like, I don't know. Ye just kind of fell, I don't want to say fell off, but just went a different direction. Okay. And I didn't follow that direction.
After Anyways, a Heartbreak, a lot of people were just kind of like, all right, we done.
That's because they didn't get my Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That was even okay. And
that like, shit was even, bruh.
Yeah, I mean, that one was fine, but it just...
Fine?
I don't know, man.
That
fine?
Was, it felt like that was like his beginning, his decline.
It was good.
No!
It was good. You gotta...
It was...
I was stuck listening to other stuff, so that's my...
Hit? Okay. To me, my beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was the peak of what Kanye could do. It was like, okay, I can't do anymore, so now I gotta get it. That's how I feel. So
right.
If it was the start of him falling off, then I think it was the peak of his career, to be totally honest. I think
wasn't he doing like the Fridays, and then that was the Cruel Summer. Oh
yeah.
That shit was fucking fire.
Yeah, it was. It was. I think the reason why it was fire, though, is because the artist made it fire. I mean, you put... That was cheat code. Let me put Sigh the Prince, Big Sean... fucking Pusha T and fuck, what's his name? Sahi, Pusha T, Big Sean.
Yeah, everybody on there.
Yeah, and Common. Two Chainz.
Common.
This nigga stupid.
Yeah, the way
like that, but that was literally a cheat code. Like you got those caliber of artists on Ye Beats. Yeah, that shit. They was running shit.
Yeah, like a fucking Khaled album.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah, I get it. But that album was, man, My Dark Twisted Fantasy was one of the best albums Kanye. It really was. And 808s and Heartbeats.
Great. Everybody gives that album so much fucking credit and hype. I didn't like it.
Right.
I really didn't. I college graduate.
College graduate is still his best album.
Like, one of the last albums of Kanye's that I actually liked. Still,
with
him and Jay-Z,
Watch the Throne. Oh, that's a hard ass. I've had to go back and re-listen to that Watch the Throne album because I was like
anything between
dope.
College graduation day, graduation day
was still one of his best albums. Yeah,
yeah, that was good. Anything between that and Eyes on the Throne, and then anything after
this nigga's having a heart attack.
What's the one with him and Jay-Z fucking...
Watch the Throne.
God damn it.
Binoculars in the chair.
You know what the fuck I'm in.
Shit, no.
Oh, that was a big shit. That was a big shit, yeah. That was a big shit. Believe that.
No, that shit was dope as fuck, man. All right, let me ask you then. Like, when you picked your list, what did you go off of? Because LeVon said he went off of no skips, play all the way through. So, Blake, what made you pick the songs you picked, the albums and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, how long it stayed, you know, playing. So, I mean, front to back, the storyline to it, just how it all just mixed together. It's going to be from, you know, okay. Can you listen to the whole album?
So basically replay value is a thing for you. Like, it's one of the main things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And for you, Donnie, what made you pick out yours?
A lot of it was replay value and then like how the album actually hit me.
Yeah.
You know, the effect that it had on me, like some little, for example, mm-hmm. one of these that, you know, that shit, I legit listened to that shit, the first album, like 2 weeks nonstop.
Okay.
It stayed on rotation.
All right. So.
And by that, I mean, while I was at work, I was playing it on a loop. So I'm listening to the whole album.
Support for Age of Radio is brought to you by Manscaped. When it comes to below the waist grooming, Manscaped is the champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. They just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with their balls. With this exclusive offer to you, 20% off and worldwide shipping with code Age of Radio, that is AGEOFRADIO at manscaped.com. That is Age of Radio at manscaped.com. Grab yourself the Lawnmower 4.0. Your balls will thank you.
Yeah.
Like 3-4 times a day.
No, I feel
that. And then also, you know, lyric, you know, overall production, beat, just the music. There was a lot. I don't care if they're skits as long as the skits play into the album.
Yeah.
You know,
every day can bring changes, challenges, and opportunities that can also change your personal or business financial goals and priorities. As a true partner, Sandy Spring Bank can make it all a bit easier. Someone who really listens, understands, and then creates solutions in hard times and good times. We'll always strive to be your advocate today and every day. That's real banking for real life and real business. Visit sandyspringbank.com/real. Member FDIC.
Like you were talking about the night, the food.
Yeah.
There's like 12 kids on that fucking album.
Yeah, there's a lot of those kids.
You know, it progresses the album along, so they're okay.
Yeah.
Some of them are funny, some of them are just, you know, funny.
Yeah.
But if you got 10 tracks and 5 of them are skits, they ain't a fucking album.
That's not, no.
No, that's
no.
A fucking
maxi single.
So, all right, so replay value seems to be a big thing with, you know, all of us picking what we had. And y'all niggas still think the motherfucking Kendrick's goddamn album is a classic? How many times is y'all replaying this shit?
Why are we gonna go?
How many times is y'all? No. How many times you replay Damn? How many times you replay Damn? Yes.
Look.
Why are you yelling?
Because I want to know. How many, how many times you replaying Damn?
Hey, relax, right?
No, I want to know. Because y'all didn't even pick out, from the track list what tracks y'all replaying. Donnie at least did. I'm still waiting on y'all to.
I didn't know we were talking about Damn, to be honest. I didn't know we were talking about Damn.
I sent the track list to you.
I just woke up and y'all
shit. I don't know what you're talking about track list. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see nothing.
I sent you the you ain't seen the track list in the group chat.
No. But what you were saying there's no songs on it with any replay value.
No.
I just picked out 3 songs.
I didn't say there isn't none. I said there's a few. And I even picked out the same 3 that you did and 1 extra. And that 1 extra is Pride. Pride is my shit. That's one of my favorite songs, if not the favorite song on that whole album. I've listened to that track.
So what you're saying is you like the album. It's just a little sleepy for you.
Yeah, like I like the album, but I can't listen to the whole album. It does not flow. It does not have a flow that draws me in to the rest of the album as it's progressing. A lot of the songs on there are slow as shit, and you guys know it. You listen to it. A lot of the songs on there are slow. You're not replaying Loyalty.
Yeah.
You're not. And that's a good song. I'm
playing Loyalty.
You're not replaying. None of y'all replaying Pride. Y'all can't even tell me how Pride goes.
Let me finish.
No, I'm just saying. If replay value, because I said Sunday, replay value should be the number one thing on there, right? Replay value should be a rule when we talk about classic albums, decade albums, whatever. Replay value has to be up there because if you're not replaying the album, when I hear Run the Jewels, I want to play the whole shit or I'm skipping through shit, but I'm going back to those tracks. It's just a certain shit I want to hear first. And then I'll just let shit ride. You know, when I play fucking Kamikaze, I'm like, you know, I'm going to put this bitch on rant because I don't even give a fuck what song plays, but I'm gonna listen to this shit on random.
Yeah.
When
I'm happy it didn't hit like that for me. It was good.
It was wrong.
For Damn, I'm putting Damn on from the beginning, and I'm gonna listen to the whole damn thing.
Okay.
And then I might even put on the other one and listen to it from reverse. I mean, both versions.
Yeah.
And I'll just have headphones on and listen to it.
Yeah.
Like when you mentioned, like with Run the Jewel, there's a lot of songs that I like that I can't tell you the name. So you're like, well, what about this song?
I don't know what that
song is because I just listened to the album.
Yeah.
And I might put all 4 Run the Jewels albums on. It just hit random.
Ooh, I ain't never done that. I might have to do that.
I don't care how they play.
I might have to do
all
that.
All of them fucking flat, so I don't care.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You're talking about replaying this album multiple times, even in the same day. Nobody's replaying Damn in the same day.
That day I listened to it at least twice on the bus.
Where? Sitting in the shower crying? No. You was not listening to
me. Go get you a 6-year-old and put Kendrick Lamar on the way to school and from school, all through kindergarten.
Yo.
You will listen to the fuck out of Kendrick Lamar.
So you crying in the car.
And he says, no, goddammit, I'm going to listen to Kendrick Lamar. I'm like, okay, but it's got to be the clean version. So half the album's like, so I don't even know what the dirty version sounds like.
He don't know. We don't know about that parent life.
But like, I think if you listen to a song one time and you're like, this is a dope album, and you put it down, I don't think that's a classic album. Like, the albums that I listed here, the albums you listed, the last albums he listed, the albums that he listed, these are albums that we're listening to so much that if this was back in the day, we'd be done warp the goddamn album. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'd be done that shit. We'd have to go and buy another one. You know what I'm saying? So when
But I would say when Damn dropped, mm-hmm. The thing is, when Damn dropped, a lot of other shit came out at the same time. Childish Gambino.
Forgot about that album.
Yeah, ooh. The internet made me do it.
That album dropped too.
It's because the internet.
People didn't listen to it. There was a lot of shit that dropped around that same time. Mm-hmm. Or at least a lot of shit that I was brought to my
attention. Yeah, because so the internet was.
When Damn dropped, I listened to it at least two times a day for a few days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is a hard ass album. But then it's like, all right, let me go. I got to check this out too. Let me go and check this out.
I couldn't do it.
So, I mean, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, Royce the 5'9".
I know. You were too busy listening to Drake.
Yeah, I was like, man, let me put this goddamn Take Care back.
Look, like, I take nothing away from Royce the 5'9".
You take the track.
Incredible rap. But Royce the 5'9", I can only listen to a couple of tracks before his voice, his flow, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I said you got to, that's why I was telling him I put the Book of Ryan over that. Because every song, he switched up his flow. Book of Matthews, I'm sorry. It's Book of Ryan. It's called the Book of Ryan. It's not called the Book of Matthews.
We were calling it Book of Ryan. Yeah, that's Book of Ryan. Book of Ryan. We were in agreement. Like, yeah, Book of Matthews.
God damn, people gonna listen to this shit like, do these niggas really like these albums?
Hey, me and Donnie don't even mess with Royce like that. We was over here like, yeah, bro.
We're all in agreement. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was like, the New Testament? Oh, yeah, that album was hard as fuck.
We're better than the disciples
now. Yeah, that was that King James, huh? But when we talk about these albums, that's what I'm saying. Like, the reason why I was saying people be sucking dick and shit like that to some of these albums is because when Kendrick first drops fucking album, nobody gives it time to breathe. It's an automatic class. And then you sit there, you run through, but you have to be in a frame of mind to listen to it. To me, not all music. That's not all music. And that's my point. Certain albums you can put on no matter what.
You can't basically have plenty of time to breathe before motherfuckers were really on it.
Yes, but
this is
that's because he had just came out. What were you about?
What you're trying to put everything into is a very. There's only a handful of out of that.
Yeah,
it's very, very small that like.
Yes.
Are going to transcend moods that no matter what mood you were into, you put it on.
Yeah, but that's why it's in the echelon. That to be a classic album, or album of the decade and shit like that, there has to be a finite number of shit. Otherwise, we should just throw shit up there.
No, what you're trying to do is like,
it's
all music. You got to be in a certain time.
No, you don't. That's what I'm saying. You put on, you know what was one of the best albums, but nobody, one of the best albums in the world that I don't give a fuck what mood you in, you put that shit on, and it's a whole different way. Fucking Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, Kings of Crime. Whole album, you can just go, this is boom.
If you feel it sad, you're not going to bump that.
That's just because you're aggressive. You're aggressive.
Yeah.
You be throwing bows a lot.
Yo.
You rubbed one out in a while.
Yeah. What would you call it? No joke, January?
I'm too tired with this.
You can't put on Lil Jon and like switch moves like
that. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You have a brain aneurysm. That's
right.
I get what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but it's like a Busta Rhymes album. Busta's last album, it's a great fucking album. It really is.
What was it? Was it the Big Bang? Oh, this new one to drop.
The new joint.
I gotta listen to it.
It's a great fucking
album. You ain't listened to it yet?
Not yet.
Stop listening to Drake and listen to some of the damn shit.
I ain't even listening to Drake. I don't even listen to Drake like that.
Wait, what's the new one?
I actually don't. But that album, fire. The new one is, what's the new one, Donnie?
The way ELE2. distinction level event too.
Oh,
the way you talk about Drake, I think you got
The way I talk about that album. That album was literally like one of the dopest fucking albums ever. It was.
Which one?
Take Care.
What?
He won't stop talking about it.
Cause that. No, I'm trying to tell you. I need to pull up. I'm gonna pull
We're
up.
We're trying to put you on. There's four albums you need to listen to right now.
Yeah, I gotta listen to Busta Rhymes.
You need to listen to that new Goody Mob.
Yeah, I do. What was we listening to that somebody had a new album and we were like, oh shit, but we listened to like one or two of the songs. Was it Goody Mob or no? It was
It was old school.
Q-Tip and them. Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
The latest they just dropped one. Dropped it. It's Tribe Called Quest, right? They just dropped one because they
dropped it 2 years ago.
No.
They dropped one. They're talking about making one.
Maybe it wasn't Tribe then. Maybe it was Goody Mob.
They're talking about making a Fife album, like some old stuff that Fife had, I guess, because they got in the vault or whatever.
It might be Goody Mob.
Yeah, their last album was like 2 years.
It might
be off shit. I can't remember.
It's somebody. The last album
they made was We Got Up From Here, Thank You For Your Service.
No.
And to be honest with you, I didn't know that was the name of the album. I had to look it up.
No, it's another group. It's another old school group. And because LeVon was like, oh shit, they got a new album. And then they had it
off of Nas that we heard it from.
Was it? No, it wasn't off of
Nas. A1 and Big D?
Nah. It was somebody like Tribe. It was somebody like Tribe and them. Like Leaders of the New School or some shit. But it was, I can't fucking remember.
De La Soul?
Oh, was it De La?
I don't think they've had a new one drop in a minute.
They put one out. It's about 2 years ago, or maybe a year.
Something like that.
I
can't think. No, they didn't drop one since. Fuck. It might have been Goody Mob then. We probably just listened to like a track or two of them because they had some of everybody.
Goody Mob. They got on Goody Mob's new album. They got a track with Andre, is pretty good. Andre's verse is good, but not quite what it could be. And then the track I really like is fucking Curry Goat.
I'm gonna have to check it out. There's a couple good albums that I have not listened to yet that I gotta check out. That Buster's number one on the list. Somebody else.
That Buster's hot.
Is it? Because I know he's got some old songs on there. At least I know the one with Eminem. I heard.
Yeah, they put that on the deluxe.
Oh,
yeah.
For real? Okay.
That one that's been floating around the YouTube for a minute, I think. The Buster's hot. It's a couple songs out that I'm like, okay, whatever. But for the most part, it's a dope sound.
I know you don't fuck with him, but Jordan Lucas, you fuck with him, Blake? I know he dropped that album.
He's all right. He's all right.
I listened to that track by him.
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy. There we go.
Oh, Public Enemy?
Yeah, they
dropped one. Yeah.
They dropped a new one.
Did they drop a whole album?
Yeah, a whole album.
Because I heard a couple of tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that up.
We listened to one of the tracks, and that shit was hard.
Common dropped the new one, and so did Black Thought.
I got to listen to Common.
Did Black Thought, did he drop a whole album by himself?
Yep.
Okay.
So, but is it still the Roots production? Is it still Roots production on it?
Probably.
I'm not sure. It's not Roots, it's Black Thought, so I don't know if they're involved in any way, but it's Black Thought.
Yeah, but that's like when George Clinton did his solo, but it was still fucking P-Funk.
It just said Black Thought. It didn't say Roots. So, I don't know.
Okay.
That's a look. Yeah.
How long are
they doing this?
I don't know. Until
I'm done
talking.
Rich Brand? I don't know.
It's a grown man. It's
a whip. What are you doing?
That's a whole album.
No, we about to jump off here in a sec, though. What is?
How much?
The Black Thought.
Oh, it's a whole album?
It's like Strange Thought. It's Volume 3.
I'm going to check that out.
All right, you got to go. Come serious.
I listened to the new Common one. See, I knew it.
Good night,
I knew it. I was told him, because he was like, oh, this whole moment rap is going to be a new wave. I said, no, it's not. I said, what it's going to do is, it's going to piss off all the real lyricists.
Yeah.
That they're going to be like, we got to listen to this shit on radio, and this is the shit that we got to be having to play all summer long. I was like, now they done fucked up and brought all of them out of retirement now.
Yeah.
And now where the rest of the mum rappers at? These niggas scared and afraid to put out albums now.
Yeah.
all of them gone.
Yeah.
Lil Uzi retired all of a sudden.
No, he put an album out with Future.
Still, look, ain't nobody checking for that shit no more.
No, a lot of people are actually.
Who? I haven't
heard. Who are you talking about?
Fucking Lil Uzi and Future put an album out. Yeah, I was like
when all these mumble rappers was the new wave and it was all dropping every other week. I was telling my boy, I was like, hey, I was like, I'm not worried. I'm glad that this happened. I was like, because what it's gonna do is force all the real artists is they're just gonna start dropping shit now. Because now they're like, oh, that's what y'all think music is. And then immediately,
okay, well, if you got motherfuckers like Common and Black Thought and Public Enemy dropping out,
yeah,
you're gonna fuck with any of those
exactly.
Little,
yeah,
little fucking.
I said the wave is over. I haven't heard nothing from those mumble rappers, dude. Or at least it just nothing. Yeah. Nothing has hit me
because they kind of faded. They faded to the
back. They go white.
They fight. They well, no. What it is like Jay-Z said it best on Rap Radar. He's like, you only get that light for you only like that white burning light for so long. You got to do what you got to do, and then you got to get the fuck out. You know, you got to make your way out because whatever the new shit is coming in right now, the new shit that's popping off is really the baby, Lil Baby, and fuck,
Ball
I forget.
Baby.
I know.
Baby,
but
Lil Baby.
They the ones. Baby. They're the ones that's popping
baby
off right
formula.
Now. Baby formula. Somebody should come out with baby formula.
I mean, no disrespect, but who's listening to these cats? I have listened to them,
mm-hmm.
and they're, maybe I'm just old. It does not hit.
Bro, a lot of people are, like, Blueface was selling out overseas, like, for his,
Ooh.
This, exactly. Exactly.
Blue Man Group.
Blue Balls?
Blue Man Group been selling out in Vegas for years.
Listen.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, I get some
stress.
I listen to Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
Yo, I'm telling you, there's people that listen to these motherfuckers. They're being listened to.
Because they make catchy songs.
Yeah.
And they're not, they're feel good songs. So people will go towards that more. But that's fine. That's surface level shit. Underneath it all is when you really start to get into the music, when you really start, you know, getting the comments and the Black Thought and all that stuff.
True.
That's the stuff that's 10 years from now we're still listening to.
True. But the problem is right now, they keep birthing more and more of them because on the surface level, that's all motherfuckers is looking at. It's only motherfuckers that's us that care about that fucking dirt. Motherfuckers is listening to
it's
that
like
surface shit.
500,000 Lil Wayne.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
To be fair, and you know, again, I'm old, so this new shit just doesn't fucking do it for me. But you know, I also listen to when I was younger. Like, whoop, there it is.
But everybody did.
Like, oh, shit, that's it. And I think that, to me, that's what these mumble rappers are.
Mm-hmm.
They got a dope beat. Mm-hmm. They talking about shit. And it's like, you know, fight by the iron top, make a bunch of money. Then you got, like, real lyricists, what I consider lyricists. People like your Nas, Common,
mm-hmm.
fucking Black Thought.
Yeah.
You know, Khalid Kweli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, you get people like that, and then when you put them in that light, we know they're lyricists, but then we don't listen to albums like Talib Kweli have one of the best albums, in my opinion, ever, called Prisoner of Consciousness. That was 2013. That whole fucking album, Prisoner of Consciousness by Talib, was fire. Fire as fuck. But like, you haven't heard or listened to it. You haven't heard or listened to it. So
no, I ain't gonna lie.
Right, and he hasn't either.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like when we say who's listening to him, people are saying the same thing when it comes to Talib and Black Thought and shit like that. People are like, well, who the fuck is listening to him? Because their albums ain't really...
That's fair.
We judge We judge them off of like the hot ass tracks they get on and they destroy. But then like we're not buying the albums, we're not supporting them. We don't think they can hold down full albums, so then you get deterred from buying the albums. And that's the reason why the surface level count. Because underneath it's not enough to just be like, that motherfucker eat you in rhymes. It's like, yeah, but y'all still saying, y'all the same people saying his albums up. So it's like, how are we supposed to put these motherfuckers on top? Put them on Mount Rushmore's and shit, but then there's no foundation underneath. It's not enough to be like, that nigga sucks because he ain't shit, but then people buying their albums like, yeah, they are, and it's like, who do you think? Talia? Okay. Well, do you got one of his albums?
No.
So it's like...
I mean, I've got Black stuff.
You know what I'm saying? How many people actually own the Black Star album? I had it. And I say had it because I left in Tennessee and shit's gone. So
I got it.
Dope ass fucking album. But we don't put it'll never be album of the decade. It'll never be like a classic album.
I love you, man. I love you.
You gotta get upstairs, okay?
This brings me to my point about the whole Kendrick Lamar thing. Kendrick Lamar has that top level success. So anything on that top level is in that hot light. And it's just blowing up because after Good Kid, Mad City, we trusted in him to be like, nigga, whatever you put out is fire. We heard you on singles, other people's singles, everything you put out, every lyric you say, fire.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't say that. Because I'm very critical of, like, when I listen to music, I'm critical, like, Andre, in my opinion, is the GOAT.
Yeah.
So, it's not everything he puts out, like I said, he's on the new Goody Mob. His verse is, it's all right.
Really? You know, it's just all right?
It's all right. Damn. His fucking verse, if you ever listen to the Walk It Out remix, with Andre, when he comes in, you're just like, oh shit, it's not that good, but it's all right.
Damn.
So I wouldn't say just because it's Andre, it's gonna be the shit. Just because it's somebody I like doesn't mean it's gonna be good. People, it's hit or miss. I love Nas.
Yeah.
I've heard Nas put out some shit. I'm like, what you talking about, bro?
I feel you. And that's why I was like, I didn't listen to Illmatic like that to call it a classic, right?
That is where you fucked up 100%.
Okay. But Illmatic
is
a listen to the orchestra.
Yeah, I need to listen to that. I'm going to put that on here, too.
Listen to Illmatic, the original by itself, first opening, where you hear the train, the fucking L shit.
The L train.
And then listen to the album. It is a great album. The beat are very 90s.
Yeah, of course.
But then whenever you listen to it with the orchestra, it changes it, and then you can really, really focus on the lyrics. That point shit changes. What?
Okay.
It might change for you. Illmatic, I've been listening to that shit goddamn 20 years.
I'm gonna have to go check it out. But for me, it was like, all right, this is like, Nas is dope. And I'm like, like, even his albums he put out after Illmatic, I'm like, man. But then when I heard that, Nostradamus was because fucking Puffy was like, hey, put on this shiny ass shit. He was like,
word. He came along in the one before Nostradamus.
Take me now. And then that blew up. And then I get it because he's like, yo, put me on the cross. I'm gonna talk my shit. You gonna do your shit. It's gonna blow up. And it did. So like after that, anything that nigga say, you like, oh, you got the Midas touch. He's like, yeah, now put on this big ass fucking chain and this goddamn shiny ass leather suit. Hey, put that bubble lens on for us. Bet, we doing it. And it's like, everybody was like, nigga, what? Even though that song with Genuine was hot as fuck. That's that shit. But the album, boo boo. And then he came out with Stillmatic, fucking classic album. Nonstop listening to. Non-stop, throw that bitch on fucking shuffle and just let it ride out.
Was it an instant classic?
Was it an instant classic? Mm-hmm. Honestly, that one was an instant classic.
Okay.
When
that was an instant classic?
It's still Stillmatic.
Stillmatic is hot. Stillmatic is fucking hot.
Yeah.
It was an
instant classic. When you listen to that whole album, because one, you're like, it's got one element that everybody loves in rap. This nigga's addressing all the Ormega, all the niggas.
How do you like Stillmatic, but you don't like Illmatic?
Because when I go back and listen to Illmatic, one, I wasn't on Nas like that back then. So then when I went back and I listened to it,
Excuse me, my wife had to talk to me. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. For those of y'all that can't see this.
Yeah, what you say?
She said, hey, baby, hold on.
She said, shot.
Here we are.
She's trying to see your tits.
Y'all want to see my pussy?
I'm like,
that ain't my first shot.
I'm done.
It's a 7D. Shit,
well, hey, from your camera angle, you ain't got no body. You just got a head.
Oh, well. I mean.
No.
But you can see that doesn't just shoulders or feet.
I can hold this motherfucker and be like that. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't even drunk. There you
go. Oh shit. Alright, look. Like
some shoulders or something.
Alright, we about to get off. Alright. Blake, man.
Hey, how's that? Man? You want some shoulders?
No.
Now you all like laughing like
oh man, rest in peace, my dude. Man.
Rest in peace, wow. Unc. Yo, we had the Unc was 600 pounds. He had to be like literally point, like at one like literally at 1.6 pounds.
At one point, he was 600.
Yeah,
he was actually he was over 600.
Yeah, like he had to wrap his legs and shit. Like he was that big. Can cook his ass off. But he would literally, we would be at Donnie's house, get fucked up. And then as the night started winding down and all of us are fucking roaming around like fucking drunk zombies, this nigga sit over in the corner and he was so big, he would literally do like this and perch his head like a nest in his neck and just go sleep.
That's that turtle.
He did the turtle,
he'd
be like
that. Like, help me out, help me out,
you be talking to him too, like, you know what I'm saying, man? This shit's crazy, and he's like, yeah. Like, whoa. Hey, bro. Anyway, hey. Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh,
what's going
shit.
On,
oh, shit. Oh, goddamn.
What was my dude, though?
Hell yeah. Oh, man.
All right, so before we get out of here, though, this is what I need and what the people need.
What?
Is I need a story.
Ooh.
I need a story.
What about when Blake told Donnie he's going to electrocute himself?
What about...
Which one? What was that?
When we was at your crib, Blake, and you thought you turned the power off, and we was fixing that goddamn.
It's hot, son. Is that off?
That might be the closest I've ever come to hitting Blake.
He's like, hey, why y'all here? Help me change this light. So we like, all right, yeah. We could, yeah, for sure. So we go downstairs.
Change out a light.
Yeah. So Donnie was still upstairs for some reason.
Hell no, I'm over here rubbing my knees and shit. I don't want to smack you right now.
So Blake's like, he was like, all right, let's go flip the switch. So we like, all right, so we go flip the breaker. He's like, did the lights go on? I was like, nah, he said, I think that's the one now. And I was like, you sure? Yeah, he was like, look at his face. Look at
it. I got it.
He's like, yeah.
And the light's still on. I'm like, you sure that's it? Yeah. That's it. I'm like,
So late. So before Donnie comes downstairs, Blake was like, you want to take it off? I was like, hell no. And he was like, we're going to tell Donnie.
Oh, y'all motherfuckers cracked me up. I didn't know y'all. I don't remember.
I'm gonna bring a piece of condo with me too. It was like a real life movie. Donnie came out of the stairs and he was like, hey, can you take that switch off for me? He's like, yeah. It's like, we sitting there like,
oh. Keep in mind. We're in his basement, and it's all brick wall. So what we're doing is taking all the wires and running it through metal conduit.
Oh, yes. That's
so
right.
To hide all the wires and shit. So I got a piece of conduit in my hand, probably, I don't know, 3 feet long.
Right.
He goes in there, he flips the breaker that he said was the motherfucker. Yeah, it's killed.
Man, there's a bunch of breakers.
Yeah, There was.
Hey, it was a lot, though. On his defense, there was a lot of them. It was like 12.
Don't take up for this
motherfucker. Well, Friday, that's all.
So I'm over at the light switch. Take the cover off. Unscrew it, pull the switch out, take the screwdriver, and go to undo the wire. And that motherfucker's still hot.
Fire!
That shit hit me to the point where my hand curled up at the front of my chin, like, I was holding a piece of, about a 3 foot piece of pipe. I just, like a baseball bat, and just looking at my.
I thought you said the shit was off. It was!
And Blake's bitch ass is sitting there like, hey, I thought I got it.
He wanted to kill him. It was so big.
Hell yeah.
Your
hair curl
up like that. It was so funny. I never
seen
it so
like that. You know what we get when shit goes down, you just...
Oh my gosh.
He was so cool. He was so pissed. He was so pissed.
Afterwards, he was like, oh, you know I was going to fuck him up. I'm like, I know. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, what's up?
Donnie, in all actuality, did it really electrocute you?
Fucking fuck him up.
No, I don't want to. I almost stabbed myself with a fucking screwdriver on purpose.
Oh, God.
That shit hurt.
Oh, man.
In my
brain.
And my
sweat. Bite.
Oh, fuck. The next day. Why the fuck is it so sore?
Bro, that
oh,
shit.
Oh, shit.
God.
Hey, man. That's not bad, boss.
Smoking a pork butt this weekend, I think that might make up for that.
Ooh.
How many butts you need me to smoke you?
I mean,
no, I done smoked you a butt last week.
Yeah, that shit looked banging. God damn.
That shit was good. Well,
that shit looks so good. I was like, fuck.
I done been feeding you for like 3 weeks now. Trying to butter you up.
I was going to say, you just doing that because you know this week and you're like, hey, you want to help me hang this heavy ass TV mount?
Oh, shit.
It only weighs like $1.50.
God damn. What do you got? What the fuck do you got? You got a fucking projector in that bitch?
I'm trying to...
No.
Entertainment center. It's really $1.50.
God damn.
Like, you're going to hang this up? Like,
what?
Yeah. I'll be there.
Fuck that.
God. We will duct tape the fuck out of it.
Yo. You better spit on that shit, too. God damn. Man.
Hey, Donnie.
Power's off.
Power's off.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let you drill the hole.
You be like, we're gonna drill into a damn power line.
Hey, B, have you seen the pictures he posted of his living room where he painted it?
No,
I'll send it to you.
Bad. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, we up there in the living room.
Oh shit, for real? Man, I gotta come back.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Devin over there on Saturday where him and Jack play together. And me and Boyd gonna hang this thing up.
We're gonna eat some wings too.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot about the wings. Hey, when you were in town, we go get some Jay's wings?
I think so. The barbecue spot?
Yeah, the place in Elizabeth?
No.
Oh,
I don't think that was there. That wasn't there. No, we did not.
Who went with me?
It wasn't me. When we was out in Elizabeth, we were at we went to the Walmart and we hit the fucking A&W. We didn't get no wings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We went to
A&W. Yeah, that A&W. That's just banging. God damn. Nah, I gotta plan a trip to come back though, man. But dude, we gotta fucking hang again.
You sure? Yeah, we didn't go get that. It came in a, like, aluminum pan.
Positive.
They smoked the wings. Positive. And they came with that raspberry hot sauce.
No, what man, the fuck? Raspberry hot sauce? For real?
Yeah, man. Raspberry barbecue.
Elizabeth. We're at an Elizabeth.
It's downtown.
Yeah, near downtown.
No.
Shout out to Dave Wings in downtown Elizabeth. If anybody's in the area, go check that shit out.
God damn. Okay. Bet. All right, let's close it out. I know you guys got to get back. What's up? What was you about to say, Donnie?
Oh, no. I was going to say, next time you're down, we'll check this out.
Oh, yeah, facts.
And you rub my feet just thinking about my feet. Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. All right, y'all. So, hey, we appreciate y'all for joining us. Check us out. Check us out on the live rap sheets on Facebook and shit. Thank you, Blake, man. It's been a minute, bro.
Yeah, man.
Love you, man.
I'll be back.
Oh, hell yeah, bet. You need to jump on the live with us, too. And Donnie, as always, appreciate you, sir. So, we out, yes, people. Sir. You know, thank y'all. This has been another Real Ass People Perspective. Fucking rap sheets. Love y'all. Peace out.